Good night, everybody. Am I on the air? Hello?
Hey, Naomi. Yes, we can all hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, good Wednesday, everybody. I hope you're having a good week so far. We are already in the middle of the week. Hope it's not too cold right where you are. Here I'm in front of the fireplace with a nice glass of wine and a big blanket. So I hope you guys are enjoying your Wednesday evening. And we have a great show planned on showers and rain. So hot showers, not cold showers. So we're going to get into that. Those poems that you guys wrote for us. Great poetry tonight. And Pam, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to reading tonight's poetry and commenting, hanging out with you and hopefully other cool poets. And just relaxing and, you know, ready for a night of fun. And how are you doing?
Yeah, well, I'm just chilling out. I'm happy to have something to do tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have anything planned, so this is going to be fun. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, hello to Frank on the board. He's always
there. Sure. Always good to see people hanging on the board.
Yeah, always good to see. And do we have anybody on the line, Pam, or are we just the two of us?
Just us two turkeys for now. And,
okay.
Hopefully we'll have some more later, but for now we got us two, and life is good.
Good company.
So tell us about tonight's topic.
Yeah, well, I put up prompts about showers because I think, you know, taking a shower with somebody, it's so intimate. It's, for me, it's not something I'll do, you know, on a first date or a second date or even a third date or whatever, you know. You have to be in sync with the person, you know. You have to know them pretty well. You don't just, me for my part, I don't just jump in the shower with somebody. So, you know, you have to have this intimacy, you know, this bond built up. So I thought it was interesting, you know. And it can be so, but once that bond is there, and you're really, you know that person so well, intimately. Well, taking a shower together is always, you know, such a pleasure. Of course, you have to have a big enough shower.
Oh, absolutely.
Or you're pressed against the glass. Well, sometimes you don't mind that. But
I was going to say, sometimes it's not so bad to be pressed against the glass.
But, taking a shower is nice. Taking a bath together is nice, too. But, you know, in the mornings when you're in a hurry, a nice shower sometimes. Well, it wakes you up, especially with somebody you love, you know. And, and I had a couple of other quotes up, and I had one, some about the rain, too, because I think the sound of the rain and, you know, lovemaking under the rain is so sexy, too. So I put up a couple of quotes about the rain, too. Frank says we use a tub.
With a rubber ducky.
Yeah, I like my bath too, Frank. So whenever you're ready, Pam, we can start off.
Sounds good to me. Well, up first, I'm going to put "Her Currents Rule His River" by Papa Mama Jama. And go ahead, Naomi, please, and give that a refresh.
Oh, yeah, the Anonner, he wrote such a, so good. Her currents rule his river. Hot water gush on his torso, my tilted, tilled walls pulsing. Body spray shower jet streams like fingers of a masseuse. Pelting sensations, tenderizing muscles, enticing blood to cells that rise and speak with twitching gestures like a dancer wreathed up for music. Umbrella shadow head, shower head, drown his beard and eyes. She comes in with steam and the scent of lavender, brushing rose petal skin. Bœuf savoureux, my favorite, she says with smiles. Mistress of the heart of seduction, her weapon stirring his river. With touch and taste, fingernails glide on wet skin. Predatorial lips, biting teeth. She slips, climbing his slippery feet. Toes stretch for leverage, reaching the jutting stone. Tongue on tongue, lips on honeysuckle lips. Wet hazel hair streaks her face. Slippery hibiscus flower, shimmy on sandalwood tree. Soft white soap streaks down her back. His hands, cup fleshy derriere, guttural music in measured breath. She is airborne, dangling on his Harley Davidson motorcycle, fingernails and arms, clutching shoulders. End poem.
Oh, you're reading comments, Naomi.
Oh, yes, I am. Well, that won't be very hard. Pam, what did you think of this?
I absolutely love to tell you what I think, but before I do, and so I don't forget, I would like to welcome Lauren to the show. Welcome, Lauren.
Oh,
glad you could join
hello,
us.
Hello, Lauren.
Thank you. Good evening. Sorry, I was a bit late.
No worries.
So happy
good
to have you. We're just starting. That was the first poem, Larissa. You're just in time. Did you hear it?
I did indeed.
Yeah. So what did you think of that chef d'oeuvre?
Well, I will tell you on one condition.
Yeah?
That you say derriere again, just the way you did before.
Yeah.
No. That's not as good, but okay. Well, I got to say, vroom. I'm feeling revved, top to bottom. The sensations, the physical sensations, are strong all throughout this poem. The pelting sensation, the fingers of a masseuse, the shower jet streams. Hot water gush, and the buff said, oh, we can't forget that. So it's very tactile, very well written. He's got some nice alliteration. Slippery hibiscus flower, shimmy on sandalwood tree, soft white soap streaks down her back, his hands, cup, fleshy derriere. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Derriere. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, I was done.
Oh, yeah, okay, thanks. Hey, that was an awesome, awesome comment there, Laura. And Pam, what were your thoughts on this poem?
Oh, I think this is absolutely beautiful. A perfect poem for starting a show on showers. You know, Papa Mama Jama really has a talent for imagery and metaphor. I really liked that he brings in her weapons, stirring his river with touch and taste. Fingernails glide on wet skin, predatorial lips, biting teeth. She slips, cutting his slippery feet, toes stretch for leverage. You know, he brings such wonderful sense of movement into this. And I really thought honeysuckle lips and wet hazel hair streaks her face was wonderful imagery. Absolutely beautiful and very well done.
Oh, I agree. You know, I wrote back to him because I know him a bit. He's from Canada. He's from right beside me in Ontario. And we chat back and forth sometimes about our cold weather here. And I just said that I was headed for a cold shower after that, right? It was so it was so hot, and you know, he has so many incredible lines. But like you said, Pam, his poetry, everything I've read from him is just like, you know, just fantastic. He's just a fantastic writer. So this was just one of the amazing writes tonight. So where do you want to go from now there, Pam?
All right, up next we have Rain Shower Memories by Vicki Moore, and I'll go ahead and give this one a read as soon as I get it open. All right. Yeah, those of us in the north, we definitely don't necessarily need cold showers. We can just run outside and cool off.
Roll in the snow.
There you go. All right. This is Rain Shower Memories by Vicki Moore, and it goes like this. I always sit outside in the rain, remembering you, my love, taking our showers in the rain, water flowing over my skin, dripping like diamonds, from the ends of your dark hair, circling your seashell ear. My tongue made you shiver, your breath like a hurricane wind as I gently kissed the petals that were your pink lips. I still remember the feel of you, slick with water, soft as our satin sheets, the scent of jasmine and freesia we used as our bed, making love to in the flowers. Cannot compare to the sweet scent of your neck or your inner thighs. I still miss your tinkling laugh like Christmas bells and the way you whispered my name, soft as flying angel wings. I always sit outside in the rain, remembering you, my love. The rain showers drying my tears as I weep by your grave. End poem.
Yeah. She had that's a sad finish there, but she had some amazing imagery throughout this. I especially like the line, the scent of jasmine and freesia we used as our bed, making love in the flowers. Yeah, this was a great touching write. And Laurent, what did you think of Vicki Moore's write?
I was a little surprised by the ending. You don't often see the combination of tragedy and passion, well, passion, of certainly romantic remembrances of him. Water flowing over your skin, dripping like diamonds from the ends of your dark hair, circling your seashell ear. My tongue made you shiver. You know, so it gets you in a mood. And you think of the pink lips like petals and the feel of the individual, soft as satin sheets, the scent of jasmine and freesia, and the scent, the sweet scent of your neck or your inner thigh, so that when she finally comes to the end, it's a little startling, powerful. In a positive
mm-hmm.
way. She kind of turns the reader right around, and then you look up at the title, Rain Shower Memories, and that has possibly a little more meaning to it. I like the poem.
Yeah. you'd think if it was a personal right, I'm sorry. She probably lost somebody that she loved dearly. But if it was just from her imagination, it was a great, powerful poem. Pam, what did you think about this poem?
Yeah, this is beautiful. It's filled with emotion. I like how it's remembering the little details of someone, the way their lips felt, the way they smelled, their laugh. And so all of it has that very romantic feel. The sadness that at the end, I appreciate it for its impact of emotion and the way it twists the poem and gives it a deeper meaning. So really just absolutely a beautiful write and very well done.
Oh, I agree, absolutely. Okay, Pam, so where do we go next?
All right. Up next we have Dipped Quill into Seven Wines by Hisham Atticote. And Lawrence, will you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I think I may have read one poem by him, but I'm not sure I remember what it was, but Dipped Quill into Seven Wines by Hisham Atticote. Provocation drools in seven pools. Inebriety succumbs to carnal senses. Mahogany eyes reveals disguise. Closing lids, discarding her defenses. Reaching out, dispel her doubt. Embrace with love her adorned reflection. Lips pressed, desire confessed. Comfort and caress. Exude her with intimate affection. Entwine her quill with kisses sweet. Passion sown in seduction, dare to meet. Palpitate with earthly pleasure. Excite, seduce, and gropes to fulfill delight. Until in climax the arrow is shot, and she is wounded, wet and hot. End poem.
Oh. This had wonderful rhythm and flow, and the language throughout is just awesome. Pam, what did you think of this, right?
Oh, I thought this was absolutely beautiful. The seven, I was thinking there was a winery called Seven Wines, and I was slightly off. There's a winery called Seven Vines in the place in Minnesota. And, yeah, but I really loved his use of language. The number seven made me think of like the seven deadly sins. I was also thinking of the wine as like a muse for poetry. I really like how he shaped his stanzas, giving especially the first one a sense of flowing. Embrace with love her adorned reflection, lips pressed, desire confessed, comfort and caress. Exude her with intimate affection. There's just a beautiful sense of that intimacy that comes with adoring somebody. And I would definitely say that ending hit a bullseye. So very well done.
There's seven steps in wine tasting.
There's
seven
cool.
S's. I don't know if that's, but you see
right.
It, you see it, you hold your glass to the light and you look through the wine and you swirl it so that the air so it gets aired, And then you smell it, of course, sticking your whole nose into the glass. And then you take your first sip, you slurp, you swirl it, you savor it, and then you spit it. So seven steps, So I don't know if that's anything to do with it, but anyway.
It does.
So that was just a little thing And Laurent, what did you think of this write? You read so beautifully.
I thought it was clever and very skillful. Entwine a quill with kisses sweet, passion sown in seduction, dare to meet, palpitate with earthly pleasure, excite, seduce, and grope the fool, which is fulfilled in life. The phrasing and the word choices, for me, make this poem a standout. It's really carefully crafted. It's interestingly presented. Definitely worth several rereads. Clever and skillful.
Oh, yes, I agree with you. The wording in this is just fantastic. You know, it's so brilliantly written. It's a very elegant write, very indeed. Okay, Pam, so where do we go next?
Well, before we continue on, I'd like to welcome Confess to the show. Welcome, Confess.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Glad you could join us.
Hi, Confess.
Hey, Amy. And later on, I'm going to get some name right in French one day, okay?
Who's doing the cooking?
Oh, that's me. I'm sorry. You can mute me until you need me. Yeah. I'm cooking so late. I'm so sorry.
Are you making spaghetti?
Yes. How do you know?
Oh, yeah. That was just a guess.
Yeah, I'm making some, I'm actually making fettuccine Alfredo. And I made it from scratch, so that's why. Sexy, hello. Made my own sauce, made my own marinara sauce. Yeah.
Just make sure when you're not reading or commenting that you're on mute if you're going to be making that much noise in the background, please.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Okay, so Pam, where do we go next?
All right. Up next we have Back Rub by Captain B2. And we have an audio for that one.
Could we maybe hold off on that one, Pam, because she texted me and she said that she was going to phone in later on.
Oh.
So maybe hold on
no
that
problem.
One.
I'll take that one off and grab another one. So let me go ahead and do that. All right. Let's see here. What do I want? Do. All right. Then we will go ahead and go with one that is not going to call in, so we're most likely not. All right. Up next, we have More Than I Ever Thought I'd Find by Martha Gettle. And that one we have a recording for, so here we go.
More Than I Ever Thought I'd Find by Martha Gettle. If raindrops were kisses, I'd send you a shower. If happiness was blossoms, I'd bury you in flowers. Baby, waking up to you is all I'll ever need. You showed me what real love means. You've got me turning cartwheels in my mind. With the joy of knowing your heart is mine. You give me all I could ever ask for. Darling, my heart could never need for more. Deep as the ocean, wide as the sky. Sharp as the pain in a long goodbye. Knowing that you love me, what more could I ask? Then you and I together walk in the same path. My love for you would circle the earth. At last I know what love is worth. Love has got me swinging for the fence. Now I know love for me makes sense. Deep as the ocean, wide as the sky, sharp as the pain in a long goodbye. Knowing you love me, what more could I ask than you and me together walking the same path? You are my light in the dark. You light my candle with only a spark, like the smell of flowers, perfume.